emission challah Yom Tif. Now, in order to understand our Mishnah's issues, what we need to understand over here is that there's a bunch of different, when it comes to kachim, the halacha is that kachim that's tamei, the halacha is it needs to be nisraf. However, there's a din that says you cannot burn kachim on Yom Tif. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where challah is tamei. On a regular Yom Tif, if you're tamei and you separate challah, you let the challah just rise, and Matzah Yom Tif, you can go ahead and burn it. However, because today is Pesach, so if you're going to let it rise, you're going to be over on the Yisr of Chametz. And the other issue, a third issue which we come up with, is maybe you should just bake everything together. But we know that the halacha is that you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov unless it's Litzurich. But since this challah is tummy, since this challah is something that has that can't be eaten by the Kayin, so then it's going to come out that it's Shalei Litzurich. So to solve these problems, we have three different shitas in the Tanoim. Ketzad, Mafrishin Challah B'tumah B'Yom Tov. How are you able to separate challah when you're tummy on Yom Tov? Rebbe Lezer Aimer Le'sikru L'Shem Achetei Ofer. Rebbe Lezer says is that, you know, halacha is that normally you have to take challah off before you bake it. However, Rebbe Lezer says that we learn out from different places that the halacha is that even if you bake it and then put it back together in a basket, then all those different rolls or matzahs that you put together are considered back together as one big dough, and now you can take off matzah from all of them. So therefore, what you've done now is you've gotten around the problem of baking on Yom Tov because you didn't call it challah yet. So since it wasn't challah yet, so it wasn't baking Shloi L'Tzarech, we didn't know which one goes to the Kayin. And now, you don't have to worry about it becomes Chometz because you baked it right away. And you'll burn it on Matzah Yom Tov, and you'll burn it on Matzah Yom Tov, and then you'll get rid of the kachem so you don't have any of those problems. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, Tato Batzainin. He says, no, the halach is that you're not allowed to go ahead and bake something and then put it together. Even though he agrees that they can all be in one basket and kilo is considered one dough, he says, however, you're baking one of these matzahs that you're baking, you know you're not going to eat because it's really for challah and it goes to the kohen. So you're baking Shalei L'Tzarech on Yom Tov, which is also. So therefore, he says, what you should do is take the dough, separate it. It's tamei. You can't give it to the kohen. You can't bake it. You can't burn it. So what you do is put it in cold water. And cold water, as we'll see later on in the parak, is something that inhibits and stops it from becoming chametz. Rabbi Yeshua says that's not true. Then he disagrees with both of them. He says, first of all, if you're going to tell me because you're going to call it challah, it's not enough. He says you're not allowed to go ahead and bake something. He disagrees with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and he says, because he says you can't put it all in a basket and then call it all, you know, that it's all going to be considered one dough. And also he's afraid, the halach is that he's afraid, is that even if you call it challah, but since eventually the halach is that you might go ahead and make it into yours, because you're allowed to take off the shem challah, so he says, we got to be careful about all different types of things over here. Even if you do call it challah, you're not in the clear. I'm going to be sure, this is not the chametz that the Torah warned us about. We know the halacha is that it can't be your chametz. But when you separate challah, it's not yours anymore. Do what you would do on a regular yom, just take it off, separate it, and if it starts to grow, it's not a problem. Doesn't bother us. Because it's not yours, it's somebody else's chametz. And if it becomes chametz, it's not a big deal. So the halacha is that we know if anybody's been to a matzah bakery, we try not to leave the dough, that it should be left alone at all. Now the question is, let's say you have three women who are sharing one oven, and they're all working on their own dough separately. Could they do that, or are we afraid is that in the time that lady number one and lady number two are baking their matzahs, and this lady number three was kneading the dough at the same time, so maybe in that small window of time, the matzahs are going to become chametz. So the halacha is, Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Noshen, Loshes Ka'achas. They can all knead at the same time, and we have nothing to worry about. V'oifes v'tanu rechor, and they can all bake in one tanu zuachazu, one after the other. V'chachonim Omer, the chachonim say, Shalosh Noshes, Noshim Oiskeis v'botzik. Chachonim say, no, we got to be careful. If three people are going to knead at one time, then we have to be afraid that maybe what's going to happen is that in that window of time that I'm waiting for you to get out of the oven, I'm going to lose and my dough is going to become chametz. So therefore, the halacha is shalosh nashim oiskeis b'batzik. You can go ahead and be oisik with it, be busy with it. Achas lasha, one kneads it, v'achasoy reches, one sets it up, meaning she makes the small little discs, v'achasoy fe, and one bakes. And that way, there's never a time where any one of them is not having, is not working with their dough. Rabbi Kivaymer, he also argues on the Tanakama, and he, on Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, loikala noshim, v'loikala eitzim, v'loikala tanurim shoven. All women, and all wood, and all tanurim are not equal. Some wood is wetter, and some of it burns slower, and makes a little more smoke. Some women work slower. So the Mela, he said it's impossible for you to know an exact time. Zaklau, tofach, tiltish, betzainin. So Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Gamliel, and he says also, you got to be careful, you got to make sure that everybody's working at their own pace, and everybody's able to go straight from what they're doing, straight into the oven. The Mishnah fears ice, with a klal, tofach tiltish betzainin. And this is what we learned before, is that if you start to see your dough starting to rise, then stick your hands in cold water, and pat it down, because the cold inhibits it from becoming chometz. Seor, yisarif, v'ha'ichli potter. Now, halacha is seor, which we learned previously, is chometz nuksha. It's something that did not become chometz. It's lechuchmetz kol tzarchai. It did not fully become chometz yet. However, it's something that's impossible to eat. So the halacha is you have to be mechuyev to burn it, like we learned. The ha'ichli potter, however, if you eat it, you're not mechuyev malchus, you're not mechuyev karis, because we said it's not real chometz. It's a taruv, it's a chometz nuksha. Siduk, however, if you start to see in the dough small cracks, which is in the process of the dough becoming chometz, you start to see cracks, you serve, you have to burn it, v'ichli chayev karis, because that's real bona fide chometz. Ezehu seyer, how do we know the difference between these two stages? So the Mishnah says, kikarniga chagovim, is like the antenna of a grasshopper, which is very thin. If you start to see cracks within the dough spreading in different directions, like two antenna of a grasshopper, that's considered seor. Siduk, however, if there's cracks all along, that there's mixing, that they got mixed together, then the halacha is that you're going to be mechuyev karis, and that's real chametz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim, the chacham say, zebezeh ha'oichle chayev karis. The chacham say, no, it's not true. No matter what, even if you just see cracks that are like the thin cracks, like the antenna of a grasshopper, still the halach is if you eat it, you're going to be chayiv cards. So according to the Chachamim, what is seyor? The eizah who seyor kol sheichsif ufonov ka'odam sh'amdu sa'araisav. There, seyor is talking about, it's not talking about the cracks, that's not what it is, but rather it's something, if the face of the dough becomes so white, like somebody who you scare him and you shout at him and suddenly he loses the blood in his face, that color in the dough, that tells you that it's seyor, and that's chometz nuksha. And for that, the Chachamim hold, you're going to be mechuyev to burn it. However, if you eat it, you're going to be potter. I hope everybody has a wonderful day.